Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show that never goes below standard. And if we do, it's probably your fault. Here's Griffin Lee.
Never goes below standard? I protest. This segment
except when he loses his wallet, but really didn't lose his wallet.
Oh, please. Now you're going to make fun of me. Please do whatever it takes.
Then
anything
found
for a laugh.
His wallet after he waited at the DMV for 2 hours. And
I'd already torn my car apart three times.
Called American Express and his other cards.
Hey, you know what I did get, though, out of it?
What did you get?
So you know what a tile is? The tile that's a company that makes these little devices that are Bluetooth-enabled. And they're like a little piece of white plastic that you can put on your key ring or you can tape it to your phone, put it in a bag. And it's Bluetooth enabled so that if you lose an item, you go to the Tile app on your phone and you press find it and it'll start to ring. That would have saved my life.
Oh, that is cool.
And also it works on a network, so effect. Lots of people have the Tile app, and if you've lost something, like say my wallet was stolen, it's not in my car, and there's a little tag in there, a mm-hmm. little tile, I mean. You can mark it as stolen. People, when they come close to it in Bluetooth range, it'll alert me saying where my tile is. And then I could see it and maybe chase after it, and then it's in a dumpster, and I jump in, and there's nothing in there but, you know, just the wallet, but it was worth finding it. Well, I'm going to put one of these. They make a thin tile. I bought it yesterday, and I'm going to put it in my wallet, my new wallet, because this wallet's cursed. So I'm buying a new wallet. It's my new wallet is Dayglow yellow. It has LEDs on it, so when I take it out, though, it's blinding.
Most purses are black inside. So all my wallets now are either bright blue or red. You know, turquoise or red.
Yeah.
Because I need to be able to find them when I need them.
Of course.
Well, you know, you can buy a key. They're called Key Finder Pack of Four New Bluetooth Tracker Tile.
Yeah, there's
on
right.
eBay.
Yeah,
I'm
you
looking
can buy
at
all
it right
this.
Now.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, the batteries in those things last for about a year or two, and then you have to buy another one. Although, if you go on YouTube, they show you how to take it out and put a new battery in on your own. But, you know, they're not that expensive. Just
Key Finder notes. Pack of Four New Bluetooth Tracker. Here's a new slim one, $16.95 or best offer.
Ooh.
That's really cheap.
I'll say.
You know what? I got to get this. Thank you for letting me know about that.
Well, I'm glad.
I had heard something about it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And just thought, well, that's interesting.
Anyway. And you can get them on
eBay. That's what's so fantastic about it.
Of course it is. It's the best.
Okay, I'm going to go to our news, our contact us emails right now. I told you something's wrong. Oh, I know what it is.
What?
I took allergy medication before I came here this morning.
No.
And I never do that when I'm on the air.
Yikes.
I am loaded on Benadryl. That is what's wrong with me, Griff.
Yeah, but doesn't that make you kind of sleepy and slow?
Yeah.
Mm. Would you like to, Lee?
Yes.
Would you like to have a little nap?
Yes.
Maybe some warm milk and cookies?
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't snore in our family. The women. We purr lightly.
Yeah, like little kittens.
Yeah. So yeah. Dennis Turner from Phillipsburg, New Jersey, sent us some email.
Yeah.
He's known on eBay as ZZZGSEMPIRE. So ZZZGS Empire.
Right.
On eBay.
And?
He says, I have a four. I guess they heard the conversation we had where you shouldn't put the numbers in your listing. You should put them elsewhere.
Yeah.
He says, I have a four-digit SKU in the title of all my listings.
Why?
I know you don't recommend that, but what alternative is there? If I don't have a SKU, listen to this, Griff. I have to look through 500 postcards to answer a question or mail a sold card to a buyer.
You can put that SKU in the custom label, which is only something you see, and it's in the active listing view. So
while you're listing,
yeah,
you can put that SKU number where it belongs. It doesn't belong in the title.
It doesn't, right.
Okay. Also, he said, I know you suggest using the best photos possible. The other day I found an editing program called Darktable, which has roughly the same capabilities as Lightroom. However, Darktable is open source and free, so you save $8 a month, which will pay for more listings. Thanks,
great.
Dennis.
Fantastic.
Thank you for letting us know that. We definitely appreciate that.
Although you shouldn't need, if you're doing everything right, you really shouldn't need any real software to edit your photos. They should be, the goal is to eliminate unnecessary work steps. And if you follow the advice, and I believe it's pretty clear in the eBay Open 2017 recording of the photography workshop we did in Las Vegas last July, you should be able to get away without having to do any editing, and that makes your life easier because you don't want to have to one more step that you have to do is every photo has to be edited. Ugh. If you follow the instructions in the presentation, you should have listing ready photos that you don't have to edit.
You know, I hope that Anita and Billy are still listening. Because Forrest from Lakewood, Washington, you know, Hull Caller 1,
yeah,
sent us a contact us email that says, on answering feedback, go to your feedback page and click on the neg or neutral number, and towards the bottom, you can leave feedback.
Yeah, there's another way.
So. That is easy. So if you want to answer, if somebody sends you neutral or negative feedback and you want to be a good seller and say, oh, gee, I'm so sorry, I'm going to make it better or whatever, or thank you for that. In Anita and Billy's case, it would be thank you for telling us that. We'll be more careful looking for stains from now on.
Absolutely.
So you go to your feedback page, click right on the negative or neutral number, and towards the bottom of that page is where you can leave feedback.
Yes.
And this is really something good to do. So our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4673. And there was something Betsy wanted us to do today.
What would that be, Lee?
And that would be, I think, on page 11 and
of
12.
The stuff, of, wait a minute, is this page 11 of the stuff you sent over?
Yes.
Because there's page 11 in the book I'm reading. Okay, page 11 in the stuff you sent over. Okay, I got it.
Juggling too much.
Oh, this is a woman and, who's singing my, she's strumming my
yep,
pain with
see,
her fingers.
And see, that's what happened to you with that wallet. You don't realize that. But you've got so much going on in your life.
I know.
That it's difficult to keep track of everything. So
isn't it?
This is a perfect, perfect thing for us to do today.
You know, my life is so hard.
It is. And we all know that.
Have you heard the
we
terrible news about my
horrible
life? We make
allowances for you because of that. So this was adapted from a post by Dennis Prince in the Octiva blog, Griff.
Okay.
So many of us have come to believe we're managing multiple things at the same time with remarkable ease and efficiency. Through multitasking, we're getting more done and doing it better than our forebears could ever imagine. The truth is, we're not so efficient. And by multitasking, we might even be doing worse than those who have gone before us.
Sing it, brother.
The science of the matter is that we're each given only one brain, and most of them function pretty much the same way.
When do I get mine?
You start right now.
Okay.
I want you to read what's left in that paragraph.
According to Scientific American, it's the prefrontal cortex that's summoned to do our complex thinking, and it only entertains one problem or thinking activity at a time. Sure, it can be trained to think faster, but it's still a one-seat vehicle on the neurological highway.
So I sit there, I
block
do,
that metaphor.
I do bookkeeping, I do everything sitting there with sometimes the TV on or the radio on a talk show.
Yeah.
And I have it on, and in case I hear anything interesting, my ear goes, oh, you know. So I multitask all the time in many ways, and it's probably not good.
It's not that it's not like multi-threading, which is a computing term. Multitasking means you can do one thing and then you go to the other thing and you go one thing and so you go back and forth really quick, but you don't actually do two things at
You're
once.
Right.
Yeah.
So even so, it would appear that our brains have changed in the modern age.
Really?
After all, we can text while walking.
No, I can't.
We can listen to music while talking.
Nope, can't do that.
And we can play Candy Crush while watching TV.
Impossible.
Or can we?
That's
Read
right.
the next paragraph, Griff.
Well, scientists have determined, Lee, that doing many activities all at once really serves to lessen the full awareness of what we're doing. In a work environment, study shows that multitaskers tend to shift focus about every 3 minutes. They have increased difficulty maintaining longer-term focus, and they show the effects of fatigue and stress. This is because they're in a perpetual mode of shifting gears, and they're burning out.
You know, when you see some CEO's desks and there's nothing on it, maybe a pencil box and the picture of their wife and children.
That's every CEO.
Okay, just about every CEO. You know why? Because they're brought in their work one project at a time.
Right.
Put it on their desk. They do it. They come out. The secretary or whomever comes out, his aide comes out and gets it, brings something else in. And that's what we should all be doing. Listen, I'm guilty of this multitasking thing.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. So rather than grind up your gray matter trying to do so much at once, they ask us to consider that we can be far more productive when we give each task our full attention. Here's how single tasking can improve your results and your well-being. You do the first one, Griff.
What are you looking at?
Down at the bottom of the page, you'll save time. Oh, this is bad radio.
Oh, yes. So how many times have you been multitasking and found yourself needing to go over what you've just done for a second time? Because you weren't properly focused the first time.
Many times.
Have you ever asked someone, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes.
You may have heard me say that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever leapt up to get something only to completely forget what it was you needed?
Yes.
Every minute of my life.
What did they lack if they do that?
They lack focus.
Exactly.
And now you need to take more time to retrace your thoughts and steps and complete your task. That takes time, and that's counterproductive.
So we're going to tell you more ways that you'll have a good life if you stop multitasking.
Right. You better listen to us or your life won't be so good. This segment is brought to you by Adisha, helping you love the way you shift. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Easter falls on April 1st this year, and you'd be a fool not to take advantage of this springtime retail moment. List your most spring-fresh inventory, such as anything flowered, pink, yellow, or green. Then hop on over to Promotions Manager and create some spring marketing campaigns. Send a codeless coupon for X% off certain items to repeat buyers and your store newsletter subscribers. If you don't usually offer free shipping, try it on selected listings. Consider bundling slow-moving or related items. If you're top-rated and or an Anchor Store subscriber, you've just received your Q2 promoted listing credit, so consider putting that to good use as well. Now get ready for an Easter parade of shoppers.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6-Bit software. 6-Bit helps you list items in less time. Here's 6 ways 6-Bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6-Bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6-Bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6-Bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your phone calls and emails are never blocked. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
This segment's brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. It's toll-free to call us at 888-RADIO-30. That number is 888-723-4630, and it's toll-free.
So there's a whole bunch of scientific research lately that's telling us that multitasking is bad. Griff and I just gave you, you know, kind of the overview of it, and now we're going to give you the things that happen to you that are good if you stop multitasking. And yeah, we're going to do that in just a moment, but first we're going to go to Edie in Santa Monica, California, known on eBay as Dressed to Suit. Hi, Edie. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hi. Well, I was going to have two questions, but I see that problem I had got fixed. I couldn't enter in two return policies, so I could try out the seller pays for free return shipping. But oh, yeah. I just made one, and it works.
Yeah, that's great.
So that's good. I'm going to test it. So my other question has to do with when I put in my listings that the buyer has to pay immediately. I'm not quite sure what happens on the buyer's end because I still get items where the buyer doesn't pay for 2 or 3 days.
Okay, so is this an auction or a fixed price?
Fixed price.
And do you have the option for, and when you're listing a fixed priced item, for immediate payment required?
Yes.
You have it checked?
I have it checked on all of my listings.
Okay, so if you have a one or more item numbers for listings where the buyer did not pay immediately, send those to me and I will have someone look at it.
Okay, I've got a couple of them. Okay,
send them
I will
along.
Do that.
Yeah.
GriffinEBay.com. Thank you, Edie.
Thanks, Edie.
Our lines are open right now, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or you can click on the Contact Us button if you like on your eBay radio player. And Griff and I do everything we can do to get back to you during the show. So Griff, would you go back to the juggling too much thing? We're talking about multitasking.
Yeah, I can't. Wait a minute. I'm still dealing with the phone call. I can't multitask. So
and,
let me clear my head.
And so now we're telling you the good things that will happen to you if you multitask. And the first one was you'll save time. And it asked us to think, how many times have we been multitasking and found ourselves needing to go over again what we had just done for a second time?
Oh, I can't. And I just did that yesterday.
Saying to somebody, I'm sorry, can you repeat that? So leaping up to get something only to completely forget what it was you needed.
Yeah.
Part of this is that you're just putting too much on your plate at the same time.
That's true.
Okay. So, we talked about the fact that you'll save time if you stop multitasking. And the next thing is you'll make fewer mistakes.
That's so true.
Directly related to the previous point, right? The lack of focus you had while multitasking often leads to mistakes in your work, in misplacing things, and in completely forgetting important tasks altogether, or losing your wallet in your car and then finding it later.
I knew you
just
would go
all
there.
Makes sense.
That's what I told you.
What's the next one?
Or forgetting
one?
To pick up Howie.
Yeah.
Oh, you go home
did
and
you
start
do that?
Cooking dinner. By the way, where is he?
Have you done that?
Not, but I I haven't yet, but I wouldn't be
surprised. But you're
worried.
It's one of the things on your list.
It's, right. I have a huge list of things that are, they're called the worry list. These are things I'm worried I'm going to, about to do. Well, and if you also don't multitask and you focus, you'll be more productive. When you can fully focus on a task, Lee, you can complete it quicker. You can ensure that you're more accurate and thorough in what you do. And you'll remember more of what you've done in case, well, you need to recall the work later.
And if you stop multitasking, you'll also enjoy greater creativity.
Ooh la la.
When you single task, I've got hiccups. When you single task, you can engage your whole brain, left and right, in your endeavor. I didn't know that. This lets the analytical side attend to all the tactical matters and engages your creative side in considering and applying more interesting and effective ways to achieve a result. So you're going to get greater creativity if you stop multitasking. What else?
That's true, except my left and right lobes tend to fight each other, so I have to keep them separate. I keep them in separate...
Put boxing gloves on them and let them have it out.
Separate containers in my skull so they don't argue. If you focus instead of multitask, you'll feel less stressed. More important, a focus method lets you enjoy doing a task to completion and with satisfaction. You won't be wondering later if you did everything you needed to do or if you did it correctly. Did I remember to shut the gas off? The task is done 100%. You're focused. You're finished. Now you can relax, except I'm not sure that I shut the gas off of the stove.
Yeah, the problem is once you've operated as a multitasker, it's a hard habit to kick.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Some of us even get antsy if we don't feel we've overcommitted ourselves. Think about that for a minute. That's bad.
Well, that's, you know, we're overachievers.
Way. To break the grip of the multitasking mindset, start with a to-do list. Note the items you need to do each day, then get to work on them one at a time.
Howie does that.
Does he?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I don't.
I do.
Because I misplaced the list after I finish it.
That's right.
Where did I put that list?
It's with your wallet.
I got to feed the dogs.
So what is the next?
Well, if you're focused and you're not multitasking, it should be easier to do each task to completion. Start each task and do it until it's done completely. Many tasks can't be completed in a single effort, so you got to break those down into smaller tasks that can be done to completion.
You know, I even look at the clock, too. Like in the morning, I say to myself, okay, I better get this done now because I have a sales meeting at 10 a.m. Mm. So should I do this now at 7 a.m. or should I wait until noon to do it? No, at noon I'm going to be doing this or this. I actually plan out my day with how my work's going to go down. I know that's disgusting to you.
Disgusting? No.
But I do it. Okay, here's something else.
You have my unceasing admiration and respect.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so block out interruptions.
Please.
This I am not good at. I told you I have my TV on or a radio talk show or something going on while I'm doing my work.
Yeah.
So you block out, you're supposed to block out interruptions if you want to live a, you know, stress-free life. Close your internet browser while working on a task. Shut down your email window. Let voicemail pick up your calls. Turn off your TV. Turn off everything but eBay Radio.
Because, turn it off.
Because we're helping you with your task.
That's right.
We're helping you become more successful.
That's true. And you should also remove distracting items from your workspace, eliminating all things that cause your mind to wander away from the task at hand.
Like my music and my TV.
Or, you know, your books and your unnecessary stuff that shouldn't be on your desk. And why is that out? Why don't you put it away? And
right. Remember the CEO. Always remember the CEO's desk. You want to be like that. One thing at a time.
What, okay? Made out of wood?
In business, the ability to work this way and reap the results is what adds revenue to your bottom line.
That's true.
Okay. So the more you can focus on your task clearly into completion, the more you'll get done accurately and with less time spent. This is very important to understand. Less time spent. Those are the hallmarks of a profitable business, one that runs smoothly, efficiently, and with as little rework as possible.
Yeah, because if you don't spend as much time and you do the task to completion, then you can go in the kitchen and you can pop open the top of a nice pop or a tonic, pour yourself a little beverage, sit down and maybe, you know, have a little popcorn and watch the news.
Do you remember Brad sent us contact email a little while ago?
Yes.
He just sent us back another one. This is Brad from Alexandria, Virginia. He's known on eBay as Virginia Picks. He says, thanks for the quick answer. My buyer accepted an offer of half his money back instead of the returning item. Happened just as you were talking about my issue. Thanks for all you do. You guys are the best.
Oh, it's cool. He kind of negotiated that out so it wasn't so much a hassle for either.
Right.
That's great.
Which was good. It all worked out. Hey, we helped facilitate a seller today having a good day.
We're like superheroes.
We are like superheroes.
We're not the X-Men. What are we?
So get the X-persons.
The X-persons. Is that like the village persons?
Yeah, we're the X-persons.
The X-persons.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Yeah, that was a good piece. Yep. And I may actually take some of it to heart if I remember it.
Griff, when everything is put away and in its proper place,
yeah,
you can be so much more creative in life because you don't have to worry about cleaning that corner of the room.
I know. I
try to drill this into people's heads. If you tidy, just be a tidier. Once you get it clean, just be a tidier. I walk into a room, I saw three of my hair clips out on my little vanity.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I'm going to put these three clips away
and
put this towel and the thing. And then the next time I walk through, it's clean.
And that's when you were visiting your neighbors. I can imagine how spotless your house is.
It's not so spotless, but it's tidy, if you get my drift.
Do you go through people's medicine cabinets at parties?
Of course not.
Good for you.
Do you?
No!
Then why did you even bring it up?
Because I know people that do.
Oh, my God.
And it just embarrassed
why
me.
Why do they do that? What are they looking for? Does this person have a rash I need to know about?
Well, I think they're looking for Compromat, but what do I know?
Oh, gosh. So.
They can bring it up in a conversation later.
Do you know they've also given us five wrong reasons to become an entrepreneur?
I probably have all five down.
It's on page 13. I hope I agree with them.
Wait, is that the stuff that you sent over?
Yes, it is.
The pile of stuff?
Yes, and it's on page 13.
Oh, how convenient.
Job, quick money. It's in the jeans. You can't. Oh, I don't know. You know, this is the Mike McAllowitz. You know, he is the toilet paper entrepreneur. I don't always agree with everything, but these are interesting talking points.
Right.
More people are starting businesses than ever before. And the fact is many of these entrepreneurial startups are guaranteed to fail because they were started for one of these five wrong reasons.
Yeah.
The first one being desperation, Griff.
Hey,
I believe desperation can make a good entrepreneur.
I owe everything I am to desperation. Are you kidding? This segment was brought to you by Indicia. Helping you love the way you ship it. It's your turn to do the talking at 888-723-4630. Let's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
eBay sellers, the thrill of the hunt is on, and you're invited. Join WorthPoint CEO Will Seiple and top-rated seller Dana Crawford as they visit eBay meetups around the country, taking sellers like you on a product sourcing quest like no other. During your treasure hunt adventure, you'll field test WorthPoint's free mobile app live. As you visit the nation's best regional antiques and collectible events, you'll research and identify resellable treasures. Then enjoy sharing your finds with your fellow sellers over a meal or two. You'll even learn the best way to list them and score a free t-shirt. And when the hunt is over, WorthPoint gives you free access to WorthPoint for 30 days. Why does WorthPoint do this, you ask? One, they like to have fun. And two, they want you to discover how WorthPoint's data helps to drive sales. For details and to find a treasure hunt near you, go to worthpoint.com/treasure hunt. That's worthpoint.com/treasure hunt.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
A brief history of shipping items brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Oh.
Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Listen while you list.